What is Islam? Part 2 of 4, The Origins of Islam, by M. Abdul Salam. The role of Islam among other world religions, specifically in relation to the Judeo-Christian tradition. But where does the message of Muhammad, may the mercy and blessings of God be upon him, fit in with the previous messages revealed by God? A brief history of the prophets might clear this point. The first human, Adam, followed Islam, in that he directed worship to God alone and none else and abided by his commandments. But through the passage of time and dispersal of humanity throughout the earth, people strayed from this message and began directing worship to others instead of or along with God. Some took to worshiping the pious who passed away amongst them, while others took to worshiping spirits and forces of nature. It was then that God started to send messengers to humanity, steering them back to the worship of God alone, which accorded to their true nature, and warning them of the grave consequences of directing any type of worship to others besides him. The first of these messengers was Noah, who was sent to preach this message of Islam to his people after they had started to direct worship to their pious forefathers along with God. Noah called his people to leave the worship of their idols and ordered them to return to the worship of God alone. Some of them followed the teachings of Noah, while the majority disbelieved in him. Those who followed Noah were followers of Islam, or Muslims, while those that did not remained in their disbelief and were seized with a punishment for doing so. After Noah, God sent messengers to every nation who had strayed from the truth to steer them back to it. This truth was the same throughout time, to reject all objects of worship and to direct all worship without exception to God and none else, the Creator and Lord of all, and to abide by His commandments. But as we mentioned before, because each nation differed in regards to their way of life, language, and culture, specific messengers were sent to specific nations for a specific time period. God sent messengers to all nations, and to the kingdom of Babylon he sent Abraham, one of the earliest and greatest prophets, who called his people to reject the worship of the idols to which they were devoted. He called them to Islam, but they rejected him and even tried to kill him. God put Abraham through many tests, and he proved true to all of them. For his many sacrifices, God proclaimed that he would raise from amongst his progeny a great nation and choose prophets from amongst them. Whenever people from his progeny started to stray away from the truth, which was to worship none but God alone and to obey his commandments, God sent them another messenger, steering them back to it. Consequently, we see that many prophets were sent amongst the progeny of Abraham, such as his two sons, Isaac and Ishmael, along with Jacob, or Israel, Joseph, David, Solomon, Moses, and of course Jesus, to mention a few. May the peace and blessings of God be upon them all. Each prophet was sent to the children of Israel, or the Jews, when they went astray from the true religion of God, and it became obligatory upon them to follow the messenger which was sent to them and obey their commandments. All of the messengers came with the same message, to reject worship of all other beings except God alone and to obey His commandments. Some disbelieved in the prophets, while others believed. Those that believed were followers of Islam or Muslims. From amongst the messengers was Muhammad, may the mercy and blessings of God be upon him, from the progeny of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, may the mercy and blessings of God be upon him, who was sent as a messenger in succession to Jesus. Muhammad preached the same message of Islam as the previous prophets and messengers, to direct all worship to God alone and none else and to obey his commandments, in which the followers of the previous prophets went astray. So as we see, the prophet Muhammad was not the founder of a new religion, as many people mistakenly think, but he was sent as the final prophet of Islam. By revealing his final message to Muhammad, which is an eternal and universal message for all mankind, God finally fulfilled the covenant that he made with Abraham. Just as it was incumbent upon those who were alive to follow the message of the last of the succession of prophets which was sent to them, it becomes incumbent upon all of humanity to follow the message of Muhammad. God promised that this message would remain unchanged and fit for all times and places. Suffice it to say that the way of Islam is the same as the way of the prophet Abraham, because both the Bible and the Quran portray Abraham as a towering example of someone who submitted himself completely to God and directed worship to him alone and none else, and without any intermediaries. Once this is realized, it should be clear that Islam has the most continuous and universal message of any religion, because all prophets and messengers were Muslims, that is, those who submitted to God's will. And they preached Islam, that is, submission to the will of Almighty God by worshiping Him alone and obeying His commandments. So we see that those who call themselves Muslims today do not follow a new religion. Rather, they follow the religion and message of all prophets and messengers which were sent to humanity by God's command, also known as Islam. The word Islam is an Arabic word which literally means submission to God. And Muslims are those who willfully submit to and actively obey God, living in accordance with His message.